Post game Saturday, and they've had a link on media suite with Martin Grubb. Frustrating, is that a word we can use on tonight's performance?
Yeah, very frustrated with the way the players played. To be fair, I thought we were poor. Thought Sheffield outworked us. Credit goes to the Spartans for coming in here. We reminded the players before the game that obviously they beat us in Sheffield in December. They're desperate because they're fighting for their playoff lives. And a desperate team is always a dangerous team. So I think that we knew what they were going to bring, and we failed to bring our game. We didn't play particularly great. We got out muscled at times. To be honest, the refereeing was atrocious right throughout the game for both teams, probably. But I mean, our first goal hits Gary Russell right in the head. They put it in the net. Then the ref dropped the puck, and he's still got his helmet off. And it adds to players' frustrations, it adds to my frustrations. It's a point closer to the league title, but if I'm honest, it's not good enough tonight for us.
You said it's obviously performance is not good, but if you look on the chance, there were still the chances there if you're taking the chances.
Yeah, I think there was chances, and to be honest, I mean Bradley Day played well enough, but I really can't remember him barring two or three making some unbelievable saves. He was making standard saves that a good goalie will make. And yeah, we created stuff and we kind of huffed and puffed and we had possession at times, but we were slack defensively, and we need to bear down on our chances as well. So I still think that there is some positives to take from it, but I think a mixture of frustration and disappointment still creeps in. I think we're better than what we showed tonight. We, as the team chasing to get over the line and win a league, you've got to be better. You just say that to the players there, that we've got to question their desire. I think getting to where we are now is sometimes the easy bit, and getting over the line, the final five, six, seven, whatever many points that you're looking for at that stage becomes tough, because nobody wants to be the team that you wrap things up. And we've got to appreciate that. So as we say, we're a point closer. Of course we're going to take that. It's better than getting no points tonight, but still, yeah, a mixture of frustration and disappointment.
I mean, looking at the next week, you could say it's kind of the same again. Whitley Warriors come in and they're exactly the same, fighting to get into the top four. So same again on paper.
Yeah, I spoke to Simon during the week. Obviously, as we've discussed numerous times, we're a Great Britain connection and we've got a camp coming up, so they go to Blackburn, which will be tomorrow, the Sunday, I'm confident, and who knows what will happen there. They'll be looking to get something, but even if they don't, they're coming here again desperate, looking to get someone to stay in the playoffs. So it becomes a tough game again. Then you start to look at you playing the competitors after that, because you're going into Billingham, you've got Sutton to play. So it's, as we've just discussed with the players, it's about getting over the line. Sometimes it's not about performances, but it's about doing the right things. And hopefully next week we can get back to winning ways. We'll work hard during the week in practice. Hopefully the players will have taken on board exactly what we've discussed and what's expected of them. And we've got to be hungry on every team we play now. It's, as I say, we've got the target on our back, because nobody wants to be the team that you end up winning the league to. So we'll regroup and we can hopefully take our frustrations out during the week, and we'll come back with a better performance, and we'll be aiming for 4 points next week.